Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do you have the strength, the honor, the will, the dedication, the duty, the humanity to stand up against the New World Order? Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to have a guest on us for about 20. And Tucson Weekly reporting, Fables of the Reconstruction by Jason Vest, breaking a major news story. A coalition memo reveals that even true believers see the seeds of civil war and the occupation of Iraq. And it's just imploding in on our troops. It's horrible. We'll get into that with our guest. Of course, your calls. Bush poll numbers helped by phony 9/11 commission. The Washington Post is reporting that this giant advertisement for the police state is just that, a propaganda putsch. Also, Bush says it's vital to make Patriot Act permanent. That's a shill within a shill. The key sections of the Patriot Act are permanent. There are sunsets on provisions that are just window dressing. They want to expand the Patriot Act is what they mean by make it permanent. They mean pass all the rest of Patriot Act 2, Victory Act 1 and 2. Delaware to dump a bunch of VX nerve gas in the water supply. This out of the Indianapolis Star Tribune and the Delaware newspaper, because they're taking it from Indiana to Delaware. Governors oppose nerve gas plan. Army DuPont say VX disposal project still viable and safe. NAFTA tribunals stir U.S. worries as they now admit the Supreme Court is under the control of the NAFTA tribunal. That's the Supreme Court now. They're not just ruling on trade cases, by the way. No chip in the arm, no shot from the gun. Wired magazine, a move to make police take microchips to own guns, as we told you years ago. Here it is. You had a guest on a few weeks ago before this broke in the Associated Press about the plan of Applied Digital to do this. First foreigners and Americans admitting that the Patriot Act for all citizens, all crimes. GIs killed two workers of U.S.-funded Iraq TV. They're slaughtering so many innocent people that they blasted their own propaganda arm. British troops may have to stay 10 years to keep order. We told you that. And this article out of Tampa, arrest made for feeding the homeless. And it was just some people at a picnic giving some food to the homeless, and the police came over and said, don't do that, and they argued. And the police admit they didn't use profanity or anything, but they say verbally talking back is resisting without violence. But he's facing a felony charge, and that's your new America. By the way, the Supreme Court ruled 2 weeks ago, now 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago to be precise, that they said that from now on, well, there was a rancher in Nevada fixing his own fence, and the rude deputy said, give me your ID, answer my questions. He said, I'm not going to answer your questions. They indicted him for resisting arrest for not talking, and they found him guilty of that. And the Supreme Court said, yes, you've not just got to show an ID, you've got to answer all questions, so no Fifth Amendment. And so here's that article. So how do you resist without violence? I mean, almost everybody I know now at protest gets arrested for land rights, anti-war, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. I mean, you can lay down, you cannot say anything, you can submit to them, and they'll go ahead and charge you with resisting on top of it. So this is the new system, your new freedom, your new Soviet America. We'll get into the fifth anniversary of the government operation at Columbine. Also, Nightline sells martial law. Interesting article on that subject. And then they get into document Oklahoma City bombing was taped. How many years have we told you that? The Associated Press claims they broke this. The government's argued in three separate national security trials that those videos of McVeigh and his government handlers cannot be seen. And also, is your car spying on you? The answer is yes. Highway Patrol pulls scanner request. Homeland Security putting in scanners that read your license plates digitally. It's all coming up. First, Jason Vest. Fables of Reconstruction, a coalition memo reveals that even true believers see the seeds of civil war and the occupation of Iraq, and much more coming up. So stay with us. Infowars.com is the website.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up later in the hour, we will get to all your calls. Also, 2 years ago, PrisonPlanet.com broke the news, not of one, not of two, but at least three Pentagon drills of flying hijacked jets at the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Where did we get this news from? The Pentagon website. After we screen-saved it, they took it down, but now ABC News is claiming that USA Today broke this. And really, our listeners did, out doing Google searches. You always feed us this. We go check it out. So that's coming up. It's a big deal because ABC put a big spin on it last night. Very disgusting. That's just one of the newscasts I saw. I didn't watch a lot of television. I don't watch a lot of television. So that's coming up. Also, we'll get into a bunch of new, really frightening police state developments where if you don't answer police questions, you're charged with resisting. So that's coming up as well. I'm honored to be joined by Jason Vest, who writes syndicate of columns that appear in the Village Voice, the Tucson Weekly, many other publications. Fables of Reconstruction, a coalition memo reveals that even true believers see the seeds of civil war and the occupation of Iraq. And he gets into the internal memos where they talk about how this could totally blow up. He broke a big story before the war, right before the war, on the eve of the war, in the Village Voice, that I remember covering on air, where the Army War College was saying this is going to be serious. Even the corrupt Enron chieftain, head of the Army, Mr. White, said it's going to take double the troops. The former Marine Corps commandant, another Marine Corps officer, they were called liberal traitors by the neocons. because they didn't want our troops going into a tribal warfare zone that always descends into total barbarism. Now we're attacked by at least four different factions of Shias and Sunnis, and now even our buddies, the Kurds, are taking pot shots. Joining us is Jason Vest, and we've got one of his great articles posted right now on Infowars.com. You can go to Tucson Weekly and read one of them, headlined Fables of Reconstruction. Jason, good to have you on the transmission.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Just give us a historical overview that I mean, Iraq's been an imperial holding before, and bring us up to date and now what's unfolding.
Well, as for now what's unfolding, it seems to be pretty much the same as it has been in the past. Iraq post World War I was essentially a British mandate, and the British discovered that it was not the most easy enclave to try to manage in their time. And as you mentioned, the Army War College, as late as 2002, was pointing out that when you have a country that really doesn't have a history of democracy and indeed doesn't have a history of pluralism, and coupled with its past experiences as a holding or a protectorate of other powers, that its history in that sense didn't particularly bode well for any future, even the best planned one, and that's the way the U.S. government was going about.
But you have to ask yourself, why did they then choose Iraq for the neocon plan? PNAC, their own think tank, said it was about oil, said it was about weapon sales. I mean, that's Dick Cheney in his own writings as late as 2000. And so now they're there. Their own generals told them this. The Secretary of the Army told them this. Why did they ignore it? I mean,
well, I think that, you know, this is something I've done other writing on in places ranging from The Nation to The American Prospect or The Voice or wherever, and indeed any number of folks and the national security scholars have been writing this, you know, for upwards of 20 or 30 years, and that, you know, this has to be understood, you know, in the context of sort of modern national security state history, in that, you know, the people who have come to be known as the neocons, and some of them are indeed neoconservatives, some of them are something more hawkish than anything else, but these are people, you know, who have a history of in some senses seeing what they want to believe and trying to get the career professional elements of the military and the intelligence community to produce the data or paint the picture that they want to see rather than what is in fact the reality. So, you know, in this sense, to me, I have to confess that I haven't found much of what's happened in the past few years terribly surprising, because this is simply the latest chapter in a story that goes back.
Are you saying they buy their own propaganda?
I think that would be fair, but I think it's you know, that may be over. I think that maybe they would probably take issue with that, because I think that, yeah, you see in, is especially on national security matters, particularly among certain elements of the right or the neoconservatives, if things get really almost raised to the level of religious belief. You know, for some people, it is an article of faith, literally, that, you know, you need a missile defense system. You know, it was an article of faith that there was a bomber gap, or it was an article of faith that, you know, the Soviets were working on certain weapons program.
But it's also, I mean, it's a great faith to have this, because then they get, in the aggregate, the hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons contracts. But now we're in Iraq, and you brought forward this memo. Can you break that down for us?
Well, yeah, the memo is interesting, because it's written by, or at least as described to me, it was written by a senior Defense Department official detailed to the Coalition Provisional Authority, who, and I, as was described to me, the author was someone who really did believe in the sort of need to go effect regime change in Iraq for whatever reason. But the memo itself is, you know, as I said in the story, yeah, the author is still, you know, clearly believes that going into Iraq was the right thing to do, and that it's made life better for some people. But it also is very frank in painting a picture of a country that is increasingly sliding towards a likely civil war, in large part because the coalition provisional authority has, by virtue of sort of isolating itself from the people in the country writ large, has really enabled a situation where you have a lot of factionalism, a lot of sectarianism, a lot of militias running rampant, a lot of less overt lawlessness.
Why did they only send in 150,000 troops? I guess because they didn't have them, and I've had congressmen on this show. It is not a rumor that they've prepared a draft. They've got 12 separate pieces of legislation, and as we escalate into this, it'll be a nice political diversion for them for what's happening domestically. But I think they obviously knew from the start what was going to happen, and they.
I actually don't think, and this is the thing that is really the most profoundly troubling thing to me, that I should add, I think really rises above the sort of traditional, and I think in many respects false, dichotomy of liberal conservative or Republican or Democrat or left and right, is that you had people here who really, you had a number of key people driving the train for this endeavor who really seemed to believe that all you needed to do was topple Saddam, perhaps hand everything over to Ahmed Chalabi or some, small like-minded group, and that, Iraq would be instantly transformed and would be fine. And what is so disturbing about this is that, one of the reasons, what everyone's views on government, one of the reasons we have government and we have career professionals in the military, in the diplomatic corps, and in the intelligence community, who do what they do out of a genuine belief in public service and professionalism, is that their job is they see it, is to provide political leadership with the best information and the best perspective they can.
And what is
so profoundly disturbing to me, especially in the case of the War College Report, is that when you have two combat veterans who have honorably served their country, who are excellent scholars as well, producing really, really well-considered, well-researched, and very potentially very helpful documents, warning of the perils, and actively seeking to deal with them, and even those are apparently willfully ignored. What it tells you is that the people, again, driving the train for this war, the notion that there's a sort of responsibility, to be good stewards of our troops, really then sort of comes clear into focus. Something you asked earlier.
Let me just stop you for a second. They obviously don't care about the troops. Their own top officials, like Dr. Rocky, admit that the depleted uranium is deadly and killing and making our troops ill, and they don't care.
I haven't done anything on the depleted uranium issue, but what I have reported on, is particularly on the contracting issue. One of the things that has been very disturbing to me to watch, based on my interviews with soldiers and personnel who are currently there and have been, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, is that there's been such a desire in this administration to outsource work traditionally done by soldiers to private contractors.
Yeah, mercenary forces. We're almost out of time, but in the memo, this officer talks about breaking down into civil war, how a lot of things they're doing are actually inflaming an already volatile situation. Your prediction from studying this, what do you see happening in the next year?
Well, I tend not to play the prognostication game as so many of the Washington talking heads do, but I guess I would say that what I find interesting is that, the memo I reported on in this current story validates many of the worst-case scenario predictions that the Army War College and the people at the State Department and elsewhere were making a year ago.
And worst-case scenario is like the British had to pull out It'll get into the thousands of troops every few months, and we'll have to pull out.
Right. You know, this is really the problem. This is that, you know, the sort of evil genius about the situation we're in right now is that it's virtually impossible to pull out, because if you pull out, then Iraq certainly will disintegrate into a civil war.
And this has all been done by design. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show, Jason.
Sure.
Take care. We'll be back with more on this and your calls. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, and protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
800-430-6748. All right, my friends. Yeah, this new memo is just one of many where they're talking about how they think things are going to implode and fall apart. And the people running this system are not stupid. And I said long before the war that it was going to implode, and then the UN would come in as the savior. That's the trick to get the Iraqis to stop fighting. Our block of the New World Order goes in, shuts down newspapers, shoots reporters, kills people, arrests the men, puts in a puppet government with Chalibi, the Iranian torture master, running around doing all of this. Then the UN comes in, chastises us. There's lots of propaganda. Then the Iraqis will accept it. And it'll make the UN look like the authority and the boss, and it can never be questioned again, and we've got to go with what they say. And then America goes and violates that again and takes over another country, and the UN has to come in and save us. And boy, they just hate it. We're doing all the dirty work for them. This is what the policy memo said. People go, how did you know this? How do you? Because the globalists, in many cases, come right out and say it, and in many others, you know, between the lines, the way they phrase things, what they're doing. And so, of course, they don't want the generals to tell them what was going to happen. Of course, they don't want all this to happen. They want failure. It's meant to be a long quagmire for plenty of weapon sales and a new draft and the rest of it. And they will bring you a draft after the next big terror attack in this country. Be assured of that. So get ready to fight it and not go along with it. And most of the draft will be civil service work here domestically. You'll be a slave of the government, digging ditches, tattling on neighbors. They admit this is the plan. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Fine.
Can you get your photographic memory out there? There's a local talk show host that's talking about the... those semi-trucks that supposedly were producing the anthrax spores and what have you.
Was the that local host is still saying that's accurate?
Absolutely. And was there like a news article or something that exposed that as to be fraudulent?
Well, this is an important issue because do you remember the supposed mass graves?
Well, yeah.
The boxes sure of... The boxes of bones and sand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back. The UN had been in Iraq for 12 years, over every square inch of it. There were lots of declared sites, but it was never made a big media item because most of those sites, we have video of it, were U.S.-marked chemical and biological weapons. And they'd been out to the sites of the mobile weapons trucks. They'd been to the sites of the supposed mass grave, a warehouse of coffins with sand and bones. Well, they admitted, and Iran knew, that that was an exchange program from the Iran-Iraq war of dead Iranians for dead Iraqis. So the UN had been to all these places. So the coalition of the willing had a list of all those. So they go to the mass grave, and they go, look, a mass grave. Well, they knew day one from the dossier that it was an exchange program, and Iran goes, wait a minute, they didn't have mass graves there. That was, you know, that's an exchange program. We send trucks there all the time and exchange dead from the desert. Well, day one, they went in to the mobile weapons trucks that they said were mobile weapons trucks and said, oh, look, mobile weapons trucks. Day one, they knew that the British government in 85 had sold four of those to them. They were for pumping up hydrogen surveillance blimps or artillery directional blimps to, you know, to direct trench warfare. Goes back to World War I. Our military even still uses it. And so day one it was a fraud. We talked about that, and yeah, in the last year or 10 months, it's been probably in 100 and 200 publications. The last one I saw was the Washington Post with a Republican senator saying, "Well, yeah, it was a mistake," but they knew day one. I mean, they have the James Weapons Dictionary. The officers that went in there were the serial numbers. Our government bought some from the British. We have the same trucks. They knew day one what it was. They knew day one that these fertilizer factories weren't weapons factories. But they could show you some barrels and say, look, I mean, they created a false Niger document about uranium, false weapons dossiers. But, yeah, it's been in, I mean, it was all over the place. Just say, just type into a search engine, mobile weapons truck story is a fraud. And I would imagine 100 articles will pop up for you.
Okay,
and so your local talk show host is still saying that these are mobile weapons trucks.
Yes, sir. Hey, could you tell me where it was reported that that missile from Korea went into Alaska?
That was in several mainstream Korean newspapers. It was discussed in their Congress or in their parliament. Tell you what, stay there. These are important questions. I'll try to elaborate on them properly when we return. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
American conservatives are the one group that's got enough money, that's middle class, that could stand up and defeat the globalists here domestically. The left is, you know, at the grassroots, a bunch of bleeding heart fools who think the solution's big government. To give the corporations governmental power, they're idiots. So I keep careful track of neocon radio talk show hosts. Most of them have TV shows, too. But it's really hard for me to listen to, because every time I tune in, it's put anybody who disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp, sweatshops are good, free trade is good, open borders isn't that bad, old Bush doesn't really mean it. Oh, Saddam is evil, he had rape rooms, mobile weapons trucks, mass graves, and you don't hear about those articles anymore because they weren't true. They've all been admitted to be frauds. And then the caller, but again, the neocons, though, you don't see it in the press anymore because it's been admitted to be a fraud, but that is the print media or the television, but you still hear it from them, and they know it's not true. They know, and our government knew day one, they had a checklist of stuff that looked suspicious that had already been gone over with a fine-tooth comb. They could go point a camera at. You know, since winter mass graves, coffins with bones full of sand in a warehouse. The news is like, look at these mass graves. How unusual. Perhaps Saddam would put the dead bodies in with sand. I remember seeing that on Fox. I'm going, what? And then it comes out, Iran goes, no, that's an exchange program. Here's the UN document. You guys knew that. You're liars. And okay, well, let's move on to the mobile weapons trucks. Let's move on to this, you know, fine. This photo of the UN right after, you know, the fall of Baghdad going in and a UN inspector unscrewing the top of a rocket and sticking his nose in it to, quote, see if it was nerve gas. Yeah, that's what you do. No protective gear. Here, I think this is nerve gas. Let me just unscrew the cap and stick my nose in it. I mean, it was just a staged photo, people. My goodness. But they just keep telling the big lie over and over again. But to caller Jim brought up the stuff about the missile and Korea. Jim, are you still there? Yeah, in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, we have the news articles, and it was in several big papers in South Korea. They said, America wants us to keep quiet about this, and we have for the last year, but why are they going in against Saddam if North Korea is shooting missiles into the Japan Sea, and they're shooting missiles, and one of them hit Alaska, and we were told to keep quiet by the U.S. government on this, but they found the peace, and so they were told to keep quiet because, again, Saddam was next on the list. We can't go after a country that we're busy giving nuclear reactors to, building up as a threat for World War III. But, yeah, those articles are in the film. Go ahead.
Okay, and the host over, well, he's out of Detroit, but the point he was trying to make, he was trying to convince everybody that, yes, there were weapons of mass destruction. He was quoting from some book somebody had written about these trucks. Of course, in the book it says, oh, yeah, they were used for anthrax. And when people say there aren't any weapons of mass destruction there, well, that's crazy because we have all the receipts. I mean, that's known.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Joe.
Look, it is admitted. Look, James Weapons Dictionary Encyclopedia is based in Britain. It's the best in the world. Every known weapon system, and even a lot of classified ones, you can learn about, you know, the B-2 bomber in James 5 years before it was announced in 1987. I mean, they're way ahead of the curve. They list every rifle, every type of grenade, every landmine, every tank, every armored vehicle, every helmet, every uniform. It's all in there. And about a week after it came out that the mobile weapons trucks, you know, were there, James went, wait a minute, those canvas side trucks and those big those big engines, that's for pumping up hydrogen balloons. You know, the British sold those to Saddam, four of them, in 1985, and there'll be a serial number on it. And then suddenly started popping up in other foreign papers, and then finally it was in our news, and you know, like 8 months after the lie, got a chance to sink in. Okay, it was for pumping up hot air balloons, but we're still going to find them. And Bush says they haven't found weapons of mass destruction, but we're going to find them. But his neocon host will say for them, yes, we did, the mass graves, the mobile trucks. I even heard Hannity once say, oh, no, Niger really was trying to. I mean, they don't care. They know they're lying. So, folks, we got a Pentagon that was caught in hundreds of newspapers planting fake letters from troops with fake signatures about how much they love the war. I mean, when the Pentagon's acting domestically, mailing fake letters, we got a problem. That's not freedom, folks. That's Russia. You don't support the military. Supporting the military doesn't mean turning America into the Soviet Union and throwing the Bill of Rights out and because some criminal group has control of our military, letting them lie to us. Supporting the military. I mean, you're the ones letting our troops huff depleted uranium. All right, we'll go to Hector and Ann and Tim and Malta and others, but and then I'm going to get into this police state news. But before we do that, let's briefly go to my good friend, Debbie Morrow. Hadn't been on with us in a few weeks. From New Millennium Concepts. And, Debbie, there have been all these articles about the mercury and the heavy metals and the Prozac and the Ritalin and the toxic waste in the water. And big corporations get a green light to dump stuff in the water that if you or I got caught putting a thimble of it, and we get life in prison. Or if a terrorist got caught doing it, they get the death penalty. And, Debbie, I wanted to read this article to you. This is out of the Indianapolis Star. Delaware, New Jersey don't want VX waste. The governors of Delaware and New Jersey said Thursday that wastewater from the destruction of a deadly nerve agent should be treated in Indiana, not at DuPont's facility along the Delaware River. Governor Ruth Ann Minner of Delaware and James McGreevy of New Jersey stopped short of saying they would fight DuPont's plan to treat up to 4 million, the other article says 5 million gallons, of hydrochlorostate, a caustic wastewater left over from the planned destruction of more than 1,200 tons. The other article says it'll be 5 million gallons once they mix it, of the nerve agent VX at the Army's Newport Chemical Depot in Indiana. Here's another one. DuPont may treat nerve agent waste. Groups concerned disposal of deadly VX poses risk to people. There's 8 depleted uranium sites around the country. And yes, I'm trying to scare you. I drink nothing but filtered water. The bottled water's dangerous. That's been all over the news. It's killed people in some cases. It just breeds stuff in there. It's time to get a high-quality purification system, not just a filter, that purifies the water. New Millennium's got it. Made in America. It's what I use. You need to write down this number. Debbie, good to have you on.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. You know, that article is just one of many across the country.
I've got 5 water stories today, my
dear. Yeah. Do you have the one from Dover? I have one that somebody sent me from Alabama.
Yeah, let me dig it out here, actually. Go ahead and tell folks about it.
I believe it's in Alabama here. It's Dover. And the title on it says, Dover Water Ugly But Safe. Iron and other chemicals within limits. I mean, this article is page after page of discussing how there's all this stuff in their water, and it's called brown water. And they're telling the people it's okay to drink this. And then it has tips on what they can do with their brown water, and they're showing pictures of their laundry with the water looking like soup.
Well, the CDC comes out and says, yeah, we're going to add more mercury to certain vaccines, and their own top official says it's brain-damaging millions, but they're not going to stop. I mean, the point is these people are using this as chemical warfare against us to dumb us down, to control us.
Right.
I have official government documents. The Nazis used fluoride to control the camp victims. But please continue, Debbie.
Well, the thing that, you know, a lot of people, they want to believe that, you know, their government's telling them the truth and that this is okay for them to drink this, even though the water looks like Coca-Cola, you know. And so, and then some people say, well, I'll just buy bottled water. And the thing about the bottled water is, you know, we've had all these different articles and ads and recalls from Coca-Cola on bottled water that's not safe also.
And by the way, we're not just talking about taste bad or has some bacteria. Dannon water, about 4 years ago, people died in New York from it. I mean, people, they just filter city tap water. They don't even purify it. They take the taste out. And then they stick it in a bottle that might be on a warehouse shelf for 5 months.
Right, right, exactly. And so that's why, you know, our Berkey filters are so convenient. You have your water all the time. You process your water yourself. It's very easy and very affordable. I had a customer today who called me after having his Berkey for several months. And he said, if you could get on the radio and tell the people that I used to buy Ozarka-type water, you know, the big bottled water, and he said, for what I was spending, $60 to $80 a month, the Berkey paid for itself in 2 months, 2 or 3 months.
And how many gallons will the Black Berkey Element do?
The Black Berkey, when you get the Berkey Light, it comes with 2 elements in it, and you use both at the same time, and it will do 4,000 gallons of water. If your family averaged 4 gallons a day, that would be 2 years and 7 months before you would need to replace your filters approximately.
Yeah, so when you call, it's good to get 2 replacements.
Yeah.
Water is so important. Tell them about the specials real quick.
Our specials are the Berkey Light with or without the lights for $259, and with that you can have a choice of 2 of 3 free gifts, either the Berkey 22-ounce handheld sport bottle, bottled potassium iodate or the new DVD or VHS tape called Sheltering in Place. That's a $337 value for $259.
And there's also the Prudent Places DVD with 500 color maps and
breakdowns. Yes, and I don't even know about that yet because I've been gone 2 weeks, and I hope you all missed me because I missed y'all.
That's right. You've been on vacation.
I have, and so I don't even know about that one yet, but I'll
okay,
be trying
to. Okay, but it's $199 for the Berkey without the lights, and you get a free sport bottle filter or potassium iodate or the Sheltering in Place or the other DVD. And at the same time, for what, $249, you get the LED light system and the recharge port and all that. It's a great system. You've also got a special on the sports bottles, a little portable filters.
Yes, we do. There's 5 generic labeled sport bottles for $99 or 12 for $199.
And give them to the family, and that does 600 and something refills.
Correct.
Folks, here's the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And good to have you back there running things at the office. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. Or InfoWars.com. It's on the shopping cart. You can order there. They take the orders down every day and ship it out UPS. InfoWars.com or 1-888-803-4438. Or just trust the government and keep drinking the water. Don't listen to me. Let's go ahead and talk to Hector in Texas. Hector, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. Thanks for having me. What I would like to find out, if I could, and hopefully it's not too far off the subject, I've been going through the Patriot Act and trying to understand some of the new amendments, and I'm wondering, where can I find a definition of terrorist that applies to this? I'll hang up.
Okay,
thanks a bunch.
Are you looking at H.R. 3162 or Patriot Act 2? That was interesting. Are you there, sir? It sounded like somebody else was on the phone with him. Tell your wife to get off the phone and call me back. Okay, call me back. Yeah, I need to know if it's Patriot Act 1 or Patriot Act 2 you're talking about, number 1. But if it's number 1, you want to look at Section 802. The new definition of domestic terrorism, any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law. What I suggest you do is go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and go to our Patriot Act Police State section. There you can read both the bills, the past bill and the bill that was only passed partially. And you can read my award-winning analysis, the Project Censored Award I got for my analysis of Patriot Act 2. So I hope that answers your question, Hector. Let's talk to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, really good. Yahweh bless you and keep you in his love.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You're just doing a wonderful work, and I commend you. And be cheerful. You know, don't let this get you down, because we don't have to give our belief to it. All we have to do is expose them. I was listening to talk radio, and here's some news. You know HAARP in Alaska?
Yeah, they got authorization to double their power 2 months ago.
And it used to be owned by Advanced Power Tech, Inc., and it's sold now to, I didn't get the name exactly right, British Aerospace?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
HAARP, again, admittedly can manipulate the weather.
Well, and it's militarization of space. And that's really big news. When I heard that, I'm going, wow. So I wanted to call you and let you know about that.
And I apologize. They didn't get a doubling of power certificate. It was actually a quadrupling.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to listening to you Coast to Coast.
Yep,
on the
22nd. I'll be on 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to...
And I was wrong. I wasn't on Rents last night. I'm on Rents this coming Monday.
Oh, I don't... Where is he at? I don't listen to him.
Well, you can just go to Rents.com.
Oh, I don't have a computer. I'm
okay.
Unplugged. Anyway, Alex, keep it up, and just keep up the good work, and Yahweh bless you.
Well, thank you. Interesting call. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, the BAE systems she was just talking about. Is that the part of the Rokar International?
Say that again, sir.
BAE Systems, she was talking about, who just bought HAARP. Is that part of the...
I know it's a military subsidiary of the British government, basically.
Because I was bopping around on the internet, and BAE Systems came up as a subsidiary of a company called Rokar International. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I'm not placing it.
Established in 1982 for the purpose of developing and manufacturing advanced electronic systems to fulfill specific military and commercial needs, is what it says on their website.
Interesting. What else is on your mind?
The company's located in Jerusalem, of all places.
Are you talking about the HAARP story?
Yeah.
I had read what she had read, that they quadrupled the power and a British company bought it.
And I think this British company is under this Rokar International, because it came up BAE Systems under Rokar.
Okay, Will, send that to me.
All right, I'll do that. The address was www.rokar.com. It was real simple.
Okay. Thank you.
One other thing on my mind there about... Boy, the Columbine thing, it must be the high holidays for the globalists, huh? Celebrating all of this destruction that they've caused.
Well, I've done whole shows on the Columbine, but it's very clear that was a government operation.
Have you heard of the book called You Are Being Lied To?
No, I haven't.
The Disinformation Guide to Media Distorting Historical Whitewashes and Cultural Myths. And they talk in there about the sun... of an FBI agent was in there making a training film.
Yeah, no, he founded it, and he founded the Trenchcoat Mafia.
Right.
And then the sheriff was having a meal with the principal that morning, and the school was 40% empty, and the SWAT team stayed outside for 4 hours. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, for those of you that are patiently holding, we'll get to your calls in the next hour. That's just a few minutes away, about 6 minutes away. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I'll get into Bush poll numbers helped by 9/11 Whitewash Commission. Again, the big advertisement arm. Bush says it's vital to make Patriot Act permanent. We'll get more into Delaware with the VX nerve gas components being dumped into the water if they get their way. Interesting article out of the New York Times telling us how wonderful it all is. NAFTA Tribunal stirs U.S. worries, and it says the NAFTA Tribunal is more powerful than the Supreme Court. That's global government. Also, no chip in the arm, no shot from the gun, a move to make police and gun owners take microchips on guns. Of course, you heard it here first, but here it is, mainstream news. Also, GIs killed two workers of U.S.-funded Iraq television. You're only hearing about it because it was guys that worked for a CIA-run television station. They even mowed them down. That's how you make friends, I guess. British troops may have to stay 10 years to keep order. But first, I wanted to get to this. I mentioned this earlier. We're going to be getting these folks on the show. I heard neocons yesterday saying they got what they deserve, being peace activists. But they were out there, just a few of them, three of them having a picnic. They shared a few sandwiches with police. They're local university people, and also, of course, they're anti-war folks. I'm sure I disagree with them on most things, but I agree with them on the war. Arrest made for feeding homeless. Three more people, at least one of them, a USF student in Tampa, were arrested Sunday by Tampa police for feeding homeless people in a public park. USF student Jimmy Donison was arrested at Macy Park, downtown Tampa, for the second time on a trespassing charge, unlike March 28, when he was arrested on the same charge and detained but not taken to jail. Dunson was taken to Orient Road Jail, where he was still being held. Others arrested include Chris Ernesto, Amberly Banks. It could not be determined Sunday if the two USF students, Banks, were released on $500 bond. Then I have another AP article about this. It says that one of them, Jimmy Dunson, was charged with resisting without violence, and they said that he just simply went limp, and that's assault on an officer to lay down. That's now assault. Not answering their questions, the Supreme Court has said, is a form of resisting, and you get felony charges for that. We'll also get into the Columbine anniversary. Fox News, questions linger for Columbine parents. Nightline sells martial law by Scott Lowry. We'll get into that. Documents, Oklahoma City bombing was taped. We've known this for years, but here's the Associated Press. Also, is your car spying on you? And what Homeland Security's up to with the total control grid. That is all coming up in the next hour. I'll also get into the whitewash about the drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. That's now being reported on by the mainstream news, something we reported on 2 years ago, but they're putting their own spin on it. Before I end this hour, in the last minute, I just want to encourage all of you that if you're frustrated by all this, to join us in the fight against the globalists, to join us in the information war. I've made 10 films. America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. These are all incredible films exposing the architecture of the global crime syndicate. You're authorized to make copies of them. I want you to get them and make copies, to get them out to people. Toll-free number to order, big discounts when you order three or more of the films. We got books, T-shirts, you name it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Third hour, just 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels.
harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.